Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the From the Vine podcast. I'm your host, Bob Heifel, a reporter and writer of the From the Vine wine column for The Record in Stockton, California. I'm certified level 3 with the Wine and Spirit Education Trust and a part-time tasting room associate at the Lodi Wine and Visitor Center. I hope you enjoy this podcast, which focuses on the Lodi American Viticultural Area. I welcome your comments and reviews on our Facebook group page at recordnet.com/FTV209. And you can follow us at FTV209 on Twitter and Instagram. Welcome to the From the Vine podcast. I'm your host, Bob Heifel. My great pleasure to have Tanya McMahon with Macchia Winery here with us. And we're actually recording this in her office. And this is an extremely busy time of year for you, vintners, winemakers, growers throughout the Appalachian. Thanks so much for your time, Tanya. Thank you very much. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
We were talking about what a busy time it is. And you've been really, really busy. Can you give folks kind of an idea of what this time of year is for you? And you're the mother of twins, too, so you can't forget that as well.
Harvest is the time usually that's the busiest for the winemaker, but because we are a family-owned and operated business, I help out during harvest with bringing in the grapes for my brother. So on top of doing my office work, so I run the wine club and oversee the tasting room, I'm out in the truck picking up grapes and bringing in trailers of fruit.
Right.
Yeah. It makes it interesting, especially since you never know when the grapes are going to be ready, and sometimes you find out the day before, and I've actually had to take my twins out with me in the truck to drop off trailers at the vineyards.
Wow. You mentioned John, and it's Jonathan McMahon.
Yes, Jonathan McMahon,
your brother. He's the winemaker.
He is, yes.
And did I read correctly, since 2017, he's kind of been the official winemaker, but probably has been working in that vein longer than that, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would say 2016 was when he took over, where he was the full winemaker.
Right.
Before that, he was the assistant winemaker, and that was from, he was assistant winemaker from the second year we've been around. So we started 2001, Jonathan started 2002, so he had a lot of experience before he took over.
Right. Tell us a little bit about Jonathan and his background. What schools did he go to? And maybe you could talk about him as a winemaker and what kind of talent he has for Macchia.
Jonathan learned a lot on the job at first. He came in as a cellar, what we call cellar rats, and just did all the grunt work and learned a lot on the way along the way with from my stepdad, who was the original winemaker for Macchia. And he also along the way, he would take classes at Davis to expand his knowledge and to be able to learn more. So he's always learning. He's always taking different classes to get more experience and, you know, get more education to become a better winemaker.
How fun has it been to kind of watch him grow and see his progress?
It's pretty amazing, actually. From 2002 to now, it is a completely different person, I feel like. The responsibility on his shoulders. Like I was saying to you before we started, that, you know, since harvest started, he hasn't had a day off. I think his shortest day was 10 hours.
Wow.
And he won't have a day off until harvest ends. So you're looking at least 2 full straight months of working.
Wow.
And it takes some dedication to be able to get up, you know, 3-4 in the morning and to work all the way until it's dark outside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Macchia is an Italian word that means the spot.
Yes.
So this is the spot for wine here in Lodi.
We like to think so, yes. We picked that name sort of as a play on words. Either we're the spot to come to for great wine, or we go to the best wine grape spots or regions to pick our fruit. So we get about 2/3 of our fruit from the Lodi Appellation and about 1/3 from Amador County, which are two really nice regions for grapes.
And especially for the Zinfandel grape, which I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, is really kind of Macchia's sweet spot.
That really is. Uh-huh. It is our niche. We are known for our Zinfandels. We make over 10 different ones. And if you come to Lodi and ask for Zinfandel, most of the time people will say you got to check out Macchia, because we will have numerous Zinfandels for you to try.
Different styles from the different Zinfandels, but I think in general, and I don't know if this is a fair or unfair characterization, but in general, Macchia Zinfandels are fruit forward. I think they're very big and bold, and with that comes flavor. It's kind of like meat on the bone, or, you know, a well-marbled piece of red meat. You know, just that unctuous, beautiful, delicious quality that you all bring.
I would say that that's true about our wines, that they're very full-bodied. We say our wines aren't for the faint of heart. They're not light. In flavor and fullness and in alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it's seen in some of our wines, not all of them, but especially the Zinfandels, you'll tend to have a little higher alcohol, but that's where you get all that flavor and that fruit, right, and that mouthfeel is from the heavier fruit, the little bit higher alcohol.
Yeah. Before I get off track, because I'll probably forget, but I did want to mention, you were speaking about the great vineyard sources you have for your wines in Lodi and also in Shenandoah Valley and Amador County. One of them, and I never know how to pronounce it correctly, is Grand Pere or Grand Pere?
The original Grand Pere Vineyard.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay,
there's
Grand
four
Pere
of us that get to make a wine from that vineyard. Uh-huh. We have to share it equally. We're the only winery in Lodi that gets to make it. The other three are all Amador County. Mm-hmm. And these vineyards were planted in 1869.
Wow.
So you're looking at probably the oldest Zinfandel producing vineyards in the United States that we know of.
Right, yeah. So. Beautiful wines coming from there. And to be one of only four wineries to get fruit from that is fantastic. Another vineyard, the Leventini Vineyard, that's one that I believe you all source from. I'm not positive. But the point is that a lot of your wines, you do have the vineyard designation on the label.
We do have quite a few vineyard designations. We have Morfry. Morfry is what, 5-6 year family generation in farming here in Lodi. We have Maley Vineyard, Marcus Bokish. We get fruit from the Bokish family. Watts. Uh-huh. So there's quite a few good vineyards here in Lodi that we've been getting fruit from for a long time that have long standing in the community.
Absolutely. Those growers you mentioned are probably on the Mount Rushmore of Lodi.
Yeah.
Of Lodi growers, or would certainly be there. We're with Tanya McMahon from Macchia Winery. Are we in a campo or are we in Lodi now?
We're in a campo.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a city right outside of Lodi, north of Lodi, mm-hmm. sort of the little country part. We were actually sitting in my office, which was my bedroom growing up in high school.
Really? Wow.
So you're sitting in my, I guess, what's the word, my history, my life. I grew up here.
Right, right.
My tasting room was my old living room.
Is that right? So this is the home where you grew up. This is the tasting room. Because I wanted to ask you about this property, because it is beautiful. If you've never been here, folks, please come and visit. It's really a gorgeous spot. The grounds around here are just gorgeous. And you all have added a lot of different little alcoves and little places to hide and just kind of enjoy yourself, especially on a rainy day. There's plenty of cover, but on a sunny, warm day, lots of shade and places to sit and enjoy yourself. So how long has this property been in the family?
My mom bought it in 93.
In 93.
Uh-huh. So we lived here from 93, and my parents lived here all the way until the end of 2007, and that's when we moved the winery from the Vino Piazza to here in the beginning of 2008.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So from 93 to the end of 2007, this was our home.
Okay.
And then we renovated it to make it our tasting room.
Right. And if you hear people in the background, those are people enjoying themselves in the tasting room here. So we're just off the tasting room. So it's the tasting room, your office, there's a little bit of tiny bit of storage, and then just around this beautiful place, and then the barrel room is in the back. Do you all actually make the wine here as well?
We make all the wine right here on site. We bring the grapes on. They get crushed here. Fermented, pressed, barreled down, all right here on site.
Right.
So if you come out and visit us during the harvest time, you may be able to wander around our gardens and check out our guys in the back actually crushing fruit.
Right. Is that kind of going on right now?
Yeah, going on right now. Absolutely. I think they're pressing right now and getting ready to barrel down.
Cool. One of the fun things about Machia is that your wines, all of them are named, and the names end in the letters O-U-S. So, what, voluptuous, delicious, we could go on and on.
Adventurous, dangerous. That all actually started with the wine, Adventurous. Zinfandel from Amador County, from the Linstead Vineyard, which has been with us since 2001, the beginning.
That was the vineyard I was thinking of, not Leventini, but Linstead. I'm sorry. Yes, okay.
Yes, we've had a relationship since the inception of Machia with Linstead. That wine was so big. But the flavors were so so bright that you couldn't taste the alcohol. Mm. And my parents couldn't figure out why they could only drink about a glass and a half and both would fall asleep on the couch. And they did the alcohol test, and it was 16.5 in alcohol. Mm. So they said they had to be very adventurous to drink it, to actually finish a bottle. And that just sort of snowballed into, let's name all our wines an O-U-S adjective. Mm-hmm. So,
and you involve your customers in the naming of some of your wines, too.
We do. We ask their opinions, you know, if they win, they get, you know, 100 Machia bucks to spend at Machia. So we try to involve them. We also, you know, have our release parties, which we theme, where people can get involved and dress up and have fun while they hang out and drink wine.
Absolutely. Aside from 10 different Zinfandels, you also have Italian varieties. There's quite a bit of variety here at Machia, which I think is something people really appreciate.
We specialize also in Italian, so we do Nebbiolo, Sangiovese, Barbera. We've also brought in a Spanish varietal, Graciano. We also have the other Italian Trolldego. So we like the Italian, so our name Machia is Italian, and we like to be able to mingle the really nice sort of big, bold Tuscan-style Italians with our big, bold California-style thins.
Yes. Another thing about Machia that I think is interesting is that you and your mother run the winery, so I think it's really nice to have a female-led winery, if that's not being sexist or misogynist.
No.
Isn't that cool? I think it's great.
My mom is a pretty amazing woman. She was always the woman behind the business side of Machia. Mm-hmm. My mom and my stepdad started the winery. My stepdad was the winemaker. My mom was the business person. She does our marketing, our design, our sales. She's behind the adjectives, our logo, all that. It's my mom. So she's a pretty amazing saleswoman, and it is pretty neat to be a business in Lodi where it is a female-led business.
Mm-hmm. Have you found that at all a barrier in any way?
When we first transitioned to my brother being the winemaker, there was hesitation, I think, we got from the community. But I think showing how our family is such, they were really good at working together and moving forward, that we really proved ourselves with winning awards at every competition we enter, and you know, our sales are going up, and we're showing it by our work.
Good. Speaking of moving forward, are there things you're excited about maybe for the 2019 harvest and kind of looking forward for Machia?
We're looking to maybe expand a little bit more into other varietals. Mm-hmm. We've talked about doing some Cabernet Sauvignon. Another varietal, I'm trying to think, Alicante Boucher.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
That they were talking about. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to expand. We did finally come out with our first white a couple years ago, and then our first rosé. So we are looking to try to find different niches for, you know, small varieties.
Fantastic. Well, if you come out to Lodi, and please do, come and see Machia, come and see Tanya, and are a great team here. You'll be really thrilled, I think. It's a beautiful spot, but not, it's a beautiful Bacchia. But aside from that, the wines are terrific. And you all have done such a great job, I think, consistently for so long now. It really is fantastic. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. And I really do think we have a great tasting room team. I even have one of my employees. He does do music around town. Rob Stevenson. Yeah. And if you come out here and get him on a good day, he may just serenade you while you drink some Macchia.
And where are you located, and how can people get in touch with you all?
We're located at 7099 East Peltier Road in Ocampo. We are open 7 days a week from 11 to 5, and you can reach us at our website, macchiawines.com, or give us a call at 209-333-2600.
Tanya McMahon, thank you so much. This was really fun. Thank you.